I'm Phil Nee with sports. The 48th WIAA State Softball Tournament will be held now through Saturday at Goodman Diamond at the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. The single elimination tournament features five divisions. Division I quarterfinals, Kenosha Bradford is taking on Cedarburg this morning, followed at 10 by Sun Prairie East and Watertown. Kaukauna and Hamilton play at noon, and it will be Milton and New Richmond starting at 2. The unbeaten in that field is number one seed Kaukauna. They've won 26 games without a loss this year. And also then you jump to Division 4 for this afternoon. Fall Creek starts at 4:30 against Coleman. And Cuba City is the second seed in D4. They'll play number three seed Auburndale at around 6:30. Division 5, there's one game tonight late. Oakfield and Thorpe meet at 8:30. And then the second game of Division 5 is tomorrow morning at 8, Pacelli and Assumption. The tournament resumes and continues through the day with Division 3, Mishicot and Laconia, and Broadhead and Prescott playing at noon. And then in the Division 2 semifinals on Friday afternoon at 2:30, Mosinee plays Lake Mills, and New Berlin Eisenhower will face Waupun. Five division winners, champions, will be crowned on Saturday. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference softball selections have been named. Prairie du Chien was the conference champion, going 8-2 during the conference year. River Valley was 7-3. Dodgeville, Lancaster, and Platteville all went 5-5, and Richland Center winless through 10 games. The first team All-Conference members from Dodgeville include Maggie White, a senior, junior Ava Lord, and junior Tommy Krubaugh. From Lancaster, Maddie Hill, a sophomore, Platteville senior Delaney Johnson, and freshman Michaela Schnering. Prairie du Chien senior Scout Hall, freshman Claire Kennedy, and junior Ireland Shaka. From Richland Center, junior Carly Meaden, and River Valley juniors Lydia Willoughby and Tessa Schluter are first team members. Second team All-Conference. From Dodgeville, junior Lily Weagle. From Lancaster, freshman Addison Morgan and junior Alea Jackering. Platteville junior Jackson Berengen. From Prairie du Chien, Rita Achenbach, junior, and senior Emma Abram. And from River Valley, juniors Lexi DeVinny and Leah Makarowski, and sophomore Brooklyn Stokes. The honorable mention Southwest Conference softball players, Vanessa James, a junior from Dodgeville. Lancaster seniors Abby Mergen and Lily Weber. Platteville's Gabby Key, a sophomore, and Alyssa Blevins, a senior. Prairie du Chien freshman Cameron Knapp and Reagan Hanna, a senior. Richland Center with two on the honorable mention list, including senior Riley Schultz and junior Chloe Darling. And River Valley senior Hannah Hegland is an honorable mention. The player of the year, Scout Hall of Prairie du Chien. And the co-coaches of the year, Liz Steiner Hall of Prairie du Chien and Jane Briel from River Valley. Tonight's hometown and baseball night league games, Wisconsin Dells plays at Reedsburg, Mazamani at Dodgeville, Black Earth travels to Ashton, and it will also be Schulzburg-Benton at Ridgeway. Casanova will host Plain in a night league game that will be played Friday night at Casanova Memorial Ballpark, and that'll be our next broadcast on WRCO FM 100.9 Friday night. It's a 7:30 first pitch time. Our pregame time will be around 7:15. Aaron Nola and two relievers shut out the Brewers on three hits Wednesday afternoon, completing a sweep of the three-game series. The Phillies won 2-0. Milwaukee will have a day to think about it now, as they have an off day today before getting ready for a weekend series. Nick Castellanos, whose 10th inning double gave his team a walk-off win on Tuesday, slammed a two-run home run to provide all the runs that were needed the very next day, yesterday. As the Phillies went on for the victory, Aaron Ashby absorbed his second loss. The team has placed left-handed starter Robert Gasser on the 15-day injured list with a left flexor strain. The Phillies are now headed overseas for a weekend set against the New York Mets. Manager Pat Murphy has not been disappointed, even though his team has lost this three-game set. He says the team has been hanging in there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
He goes on to say that the losses could help in the long run.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and you hit balls hard and they get caught. It's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground. You know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, the Mets 9-1 over Washington, Cincinnati 12-7 over Colorado, San Francisco 9, Arizona 3, Pittsburgh 10, the Dodgers 6. In the American League, Toronto 3, Baltimore 2, Yankees 9-5 over Minnesota, Texas 9, Detroit 1, Oakland 2-1 over Seattle, Kansas City at Cleveland, postponed by rain. Interleague play, Boston 9, Atlanta nothing, St. Louis 4-2 over Houston, Tampa Bay 5, Miami 3. The Cubs beat the White Sox 7-6 for the second day in a row, and the Angels 3-2 over San Diego. OTAs continue for the Packers, getting ready for training camp and getting ready for maybe the signing and extension of Jordan Love real soon. Love talked recently about the team and how he needs to keep improving.
Yeah, I've been here a while, but obviously at the same time, last year was my first year as a starting quarterback, getting those in-game reps. So, yeah, I understand it 100%. This is only my second year going to the starter. So, like I said, I've been here for a while, but at the same time, I'm still learning new stuff every day. There's so much more for me to learn and improve my game. So, you know, I'm just taking it step by step.
Badgers right tackle Riley Mallman is rated one of the best college linemen in the country by Pro Football Focus. Mallman played as a redshirt sophomore last season. The 6'8" athlete was rated the 7th most valuable offensive tackle in the country for the 23 season. He rated high for both pass and run blocking. He was eventually named to PFF's All-Big Ten team. He is ranked the number 8 offensive lineman coming into the 2024 season. The Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics prepare to tip off in the NBA Finals. The first game of the best of 7 is tonight. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.